Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, hello, everybody. We're back in the bunker for episode 105 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh, and we talk about music. That's us, fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. I'm Jake Bushnell, your co-host. Let me introduce you to my brother, host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Roman Duddy musical project. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right, we are back. 105, Jake.
Cranking right along.
Cranking right along. Really happy to be here. Crazy coming back into the bunker today because I walked in today and Tim and one of our techs that works with the band, he's in here just setting everything up. We're starting rehearsals.
That's right. Matty O, drummer of the Dirty Heads, my brother's band, and one of the techs, Tim, are in here getting drums worked out and more drums, keyboards are showing up. Rehearsals start tomorrow for the Dirty Heads tour.
Rehearsals start tomorrow and we're going to hit it pretty hard. We are bringing our new horn players and they also do harmonies with us. So we got some stuff to work out for this tour. I'm really excited. We're going to try and get into some new stuff that, you know, we haven't played before. Just change some things up. So I'm really excited. And obviously I'm really excited because it's just been so long.
It's been so long. But you guys are already a big band in that you're all big people, a lot of tallness in the band, and then you have equipment that takes up a lot of space already.
Yeah.
And then you added two horn players that like also do vocal harmonies, as you said, but they're both like 6'5" or they're both humongous dudes.
Yep.
So might have the biggest band. I don't know.
Band could be a basketball team.
It almost could. Yeah.
It's funny. I'm 6 feet tall and I'm one of the shortest guys in the band.
Yeah.
Like it's hilarious. Sometimes I'm standing there in rehearsals and I feel like super short.
It's pretty crazy. And you added two even bigger humans.
Yes.
It's wild. So you and guys are definitely.
Yeah. And all those huge people are up on risers. And yeah, this tour too, we're doing something different. We have a full different like production setup that we're going to have on stage. Bunch of different risers, different size risers, people standing all over the place.
Now
there's
everybody.
Eight of us on stage now with adding the two new guys. So it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also really looking forward to this show. Guys, we have an awesome show ahead for you guys. I do have someone that needs to be slapped. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you guys about it. I have a fun new thing I'm going to start called fan shaming. I'll let you know all about that as well. We have a listener scary story.
Yeah.
A listener sent in a poop your pants story. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys remember, but I also told you guys like, hey, if you got like your local town or your city you grew up in has like a scary, you know, lore or scary, you know, monster that lives like there
local
or whatever.
Local creature.
Then hit us up with the story, send it to us and we'll talk about it. And someone did send us something pretty funny that we're going to talk about for a bit. And then I got some awesome questions from our Patreon members. So it's going to be a great show.
Tell them about Patreon real quick. Just a real quick plug for our Patreon.
You know, well, I will. And speaking of Patreon, I do want to just say thank you guys so much for the reviews. I saw some new reviews coming in and I just want to say thank you guys. It really does help. And if you're listening and you haven't yet, over on that Apple podcast or wherever you're listening, give us a review. Hit the 5 stars. It really does help the show get noticed. It helps us climb the charts, which helps new people find the show. And then we can keep the show going. So I want to say thank you guys for doing that. And thank you in advance
for doing that. That is the number one thing that would help us is if you're listening on Apple to give us that 5-star rating and then write a review. I don't think you can review us on Spotify.
I don't think you can.
Just make sure you subscribe if you're listening on Spotify, but on Apple, super important to hook up the reviews. So
totally. And then also another way to help, like Jake was saying, Patreon. We do have a Patreon page. If you're listening to the show and you enjoy it and you want 4 extra episodes every month, we do an episode every Monday for our Patreon members. I also do once a month, I do guitar tutorials over there for Dirty Head songs. And then our Patreon members also get a chance to ask us questions that we answer on the show. So if that sounds fun to you, you can go to Patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. You can sign up there. It's $5 a month, but it really does help the show. And you get a lot of fun stuff with it too.
Bam.
Yeah. That being said,
nailed that.
Let's get into some fun stuff here, Jake.
some people being slapped.
I have someone who needs to be slapped. And this is funny because this is just a quick one too, because this happened to me. It didn't happen to me. It actually happened to my friend. But yeah, this person needs to be slapped. Just like that. So I went golfing the other day, Thursday, and played okay. That's not the point. I'm rolling up, right? And I see my buddy in the range, and there's one mat right next to him in the range. So I'm walking right to that mat. And this older gentleman, like, I'm at this point, I'm 5 feet from the mat. I'm about to like set my bag down and stuff. I'm obviously going to this mat. And he rolls and he just kind of walks right in front of me. And that's one thing. Maybe he just didn't notice I was going there. Whatever. He was an older guy. I was like, whatever. I'll just post up here and I'll share the mat with my buddy. We'll take turns. No big deal. I didn't even care about that. But here's the funny part. So now he doesn't realize that I'm with my buddy, because I'm just putting my bag down now and I'm just kind of like taking my cell phone out, putting stuff away in my bag and doing that. But he rolls up, and right when he rolls up and he's putting his stuff on the mat, my buddy who's in hitting balls, he hits like a nice shot or whatever, you know, and the guy just immediately, nope, don't do that. Don't do that. And my buddy's like, what? Don't do what? And you know, he's like, don't hit the ball that good. You know, don't be here hitting the ball like that. And then the guy immediately goes, I used to be able to hit the ball like that, but I'm an alcoholic now and I have diabetes, so I really can't. So this is my thing. This is my, you should be slapped.
There's the like guy, a lot of reasons to slap this guy. So reasons, which ones but is the one where
it's like, cause it just reminds me of like, this has happened more in my other times in my life to me personally too. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, God, the person who you don't really know or you just met, say you go to a party, you go to a buddy's house, and there's someone there that you don't know at all. Complete stranger. You're meeting them for the first time, but within 2 minutes of talking to them, they're telling you shit about them that they shouldn't be telling you. Really deep, dark secrets, or just something really sad. Something like, you know, that now you're just immediately in this weird, sad conversation with a stranger. Like, so the guy who or girl who just tells you, you had a word for it. What was it?
Oversharer?
The oversharer or whatever. I don't even know the name, but I think you guys get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The person who just immediately starts telling you shit that you don't need to know about them. And now it's awkward. They need to be slapped, and not like a crazy slap. Just one of these, like a,
this is a help slap.
Like you're trying to wake your buddy up, you know, like, hey, bro, shut the fuck up. Why are you telling me this? Like your first thing you said is, oh, I'm an alcoholic and I have diabetes. And blah, blah. You're like, whoa, what do I say? What do you even respond to that?
That was the worst of the three infractions. I'm like, guy who cuts you off. Okay.
Yep. Okay. And I was like, you know, he was an older guy. So I was like, whatever. Maybe he just didn't even see me. Like, whatever.
And it's like surfing too. If there's a 75-year-old dude out there and you're both paddling for the same, give that man the wave.
Let him go.
Right? He's and this an old guy man. Was only give him like, the mat, right?
This guy was only like 60. Like, he wasn't that old.
You could still fight.
Totally. Nah. But you know what I mean? But it was still like, I was just like, whatever. Not a big deal. I didn't even care. That's not the point.
Yeah. And then there's the immediately critiquing someone's swing that you don't know. Just loud, super loud.
Like where other people are now looking, you know, like,
that is a slap too.
That's super loud. We're like, why?
But that one, you can just go, Jesus, what an asshole, and move on. Easy to move on from that. This one is the worst because he immediately drowned you in his
sorrows of weird shit that I don't need to know. I don't even know your name.
Yikes.
But I now know that you're an alcoholic and you have diabetes.
Yeah, immediately. I don't know anything else about you. Yeah. I know you're an asshole and you have diabetes and alcohol. So
that's my short little stupid story. But the guy who just drops too much knowledge on you immediately about his life, and you're like, okay,
well, should then, he be?
He should be slapped.
Whammo. All right. Yeah, dude, I agree with you on that one. That's a heavy one.
That is one.
He'll be dropping heavy bombs. And everybody knows that person. You're at a backyard party. You and got you're a just beer trying
to
chill.
You're having a good time. And all of a sudden you're talking to a stranger who's telling you about, you know, someone who just died.
You're just in a backyard. And, how do you know Kenny? You're just like, how do you know the guy that owns this place? Yeah. Oh, dude, actually, Kenny and I went to school, and a homie of ours that we both know actually just died of hair. You're just like, I'm at a backyard party. Fuck. What do I wear?
Yeah.
You know, yes. Horrifying thing. Don't be the guy or girl.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't even dare do it.
So that's that. And also there's something you shouldn't do. And I don't even know what it is, but it does lead to our next thing I want to tell you about. I had a funny idea.
Yeah, we got an idea.
And it kind of goes with a segment we've done on the show before. Like, we've had bands that have come in, and even I've said a few, but like things we see from stage you know, like, what do we call it? Show etiquette.
Show etiquette.
Things that people do at shows that, like, it just kind of, things that people do at shows that are ruining the experience for other people. And yeah. they're just making other people uncomfortable or just being all out creepy.
We went through the person who sings at the top of their lungs every word so that everyone around you has to hear their voice instead of the singer's yes. voice. And we know you love the band, but and we sing like, hey, the choruses.
Sing along is great. Everyone sings along, but like the over singer yeah. of every lyric. Yes, I know
they
what you're saying.
They want you all to know that they know every word. That's lyric. And then we had the sweaty dudes on dudes' shoulders, like blocking everyone. And sweating and dropping beer on them.
Shoulder trampling through the crowd, spilling beer on people. We had the worst.
The person screaming into the person next to them's ear during the songs, blowing their ear hole out because they're trying to talk to a chick or whatever, and the band's playing.
What
still,
are you doing after the show today? Like,
but you can see the chick leaning away yeah. and in pain. We went through all those things,
you
guys. Groping
things.
Girls when they crowd surf. Don't yeah. do that shit, right?
So that
got,
was,
we got an idea.
Yeah. So that was a show etiquette, but this is a little different. There's a funny site. And I think they have, it's a social media thing and it's called Passenger Shaming. And it's, I think it's a lot of like stewards or stewardists, or flight attendants now, I think is what they go
and
by.
Just people on airplanes in general,
people,
taking
I think,
pictures.
Too, but I think too, of a lot of it's like flight attendants doing
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Cause I mean, that's what I would do if I was a flight attendant and they probably see so much shit where they're like, God, I hate this person.
Shaming and passengers.
It's called passenger shaming.
Yeah.
And they post pictures of people like doing gross shit on planes that you're just like, really? There's other people around. Like one I remember was like, someone had their shoes and socks completely off, barefoot, feet in the aisle, trimming their toenails. And there was just toenails in the aisle.
Oh,
and it was just like things
God.
Like that. We
yeah,
were just like,
horrifying.
Really? So they would take a picture of that guy and they post it on like the passenger shaming and like,
deserve
blah, blah, blah.
It of
deserve
being
it. That's
shamed.
Gross, dude. There's
or
other people around, you know?
Shoes off, dirty socks, like up on the chair
on
in
the
front of you.
Chair.
Gross.
That, yeah, that's another one people do that they'll post. It's like people put their feet all the way up. So their feet are on the top of the chair in front of them.
Ugh.
Just like on the person in front of them's head is just your feet. You're like, come on, man.
All
come
we
on.
Can do is shame these people.
I know you're trying to get comfortable so you can sleep, but that's disgusting. You know, don't do that. There's someone else there. So that's my point of this is I'm starting a new page and it's going to be called Fan Shaming. And this isn't like, look, man, I want people to have a great time at shows. If there's someone out there dancing goofy and whatever, that's not what I'm talking about. I want people to dance goofy. I want you to have fun.
Even if someone's throwing up because they drank too much,
hey, whatever,
it's like,
that
hey,
that, happens,
look,
man.
Nothing that we...
If you're throwing up on the person in front of you,
okay, we can
yes.
shame you. But you get what we're saying. If it's like normal show shit and someone just got a little too wild that night, but it's
sure.
not like shameful.
I'm talking
we're,
about
we're
stuff.
We're talking about serious asshole
shit. I'm talking about
shit.
Stuff that harshes other people's show experience.
Yes.
Things that are just so blatantly like, really?
That we need to shame them.
So fan shaming. So if you guys are ever at concerts, it doesn't even have to be a dirty hit show.
No.
If you're out there and you're
Universal.
At a concert and you just see something that's like, oh my God, like, come on. Mm-hmm. Like you're ruining other people's time by doing this. Like
we'll go sporting event.
Anything. There's
you're at a football
concert.
Game.
Yeah,
if you're just being
that's
the person,
point.
Dude, that needs just, to be shamed.
If you're out, yeah. So fan shaming. So go ahead and send us those photos. You can either send us a DM at feelinggoodwithduddy on Instagram or just email it to us at feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com. And we'll go through them. Obviously, we're not going to post every single photo that gets sent to us. But if we see one that we're like, yeah, this is perfect. Like, this is what we're talking about. Then we'll post that and we'll give you credit and everything.
And, you know, as I think
and we're
through,
not trying to be dicks. It's more to kind of like.
No, it's just to be funny.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Try to keep it in the music world now that I think about it. Because we do want to discuss the photos if they're funny on this show.
Yeah.
It is a music show.
But if
hey,
you're
man,
out there at a sports event and you see something
you
good,
see something wild.
Snap that shot. But
okay.
Yeah, that's that. So that's a fun little thing I want to start trying to say. But yeah.
We just thought of that 10 minutes before we hit record. Fuck it. We'll see if we get some photos. And then we wanted to mention too, this is we're not recording the show via video. We're not recording any video for this week's episode. And we also wanted to say, we wanted to slide into kind of some changes that are going to happen to the show coming up because obviously Duddy's about to go on tour. Dirty Head rehearsals start tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of work over the next couple of weeks. And then the Dirty Heads are gone. Duddy's on the road. There's going to be a lot of Zoom shows coming up where Duddy is Zooming in with me and we're going to have some live back and forth. But I think some of the interviews that Duddy's going to get, because you're going to be on tour with a lot of bands and a lot of cool people.
And the great thing about the tour too, is there's a lot of awesome like crew that travels yep. with that have always have awesome stories. So we're still going to be trying to get as close to the same show. Hey, mm-hmm. if I can get some people on the road to do some acoustic songs in the green room for me or whatever, or I'll even do one, or I'm sure Jake can play some songs.
Yep.
We're still trying to give you some music if we can. It's just, I'm not going to be here in the bunker. I'm going to be out on the road. Yeah, so
it'll be different.
We're going to piece the shows together and we're going to try and keep it as close to the same as we can, but it's going to be a little different.
It'll be a little different. You guys will know, but I think it'll be really interesting.
I think it's going to be really fun.
The access Duddy's going to have to awesome people every day. Cause when you're on tour, it's three or four bands all living together. You're going to have more than enough rad people. And then, what I guess I was getting at too is don't expect the episodes might not have video a lot during the summer because we're going to be doing a lot of Zoom stuff. We just want to make sure we get good, solid audio for you for these Wednesday episodes. So be with us on those changes. That's what's coming to the show. And then some cool changes will be coming to the Patreon part of our show because Duddy's going to be on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of behind the scenes from the venues for the Patreon page. I'm going to be posting a lot of, you know, videos from side stage. I'm going to have like my guitar tech doing like videos while we're playing live.
Oh, nice.
Cool little videos. And you know, be posting them up on Patreon and whatnot too. So that's another cool little thing that we'll add on over there to Patreon. So that should be fun.
Yeah.
And you know what else is going to be fun, Jake?
What's that?
We've got some listener stories that have been sent in, but before we get into that, I'm just going to jump into a quick sponsor read and then we'll get into those listener stories.
All right, let's do it.
All right, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the undisputed champ in men's below-the-waist grooming. And guys, they just came out with their new Lawnmower 4.0. This thing is awesome. I'll tell you what, Jake, I've been mowing the lawn, and my wife loves it. That's right, my wife is loving it. If you're out there and you are still looking for a gift for your husband for Father's Day, ladies, get him the Lawnmower 4.0 because it's secretly a gift for you, too. It's a gift for both of you. He's going to love it. You're going to love it. Lawnmower 4.0. Jake, I know you've been using it. What's some of your favorite things about it?
The lawn's getting mowed over at my home as well. Thank you for asking. You guys know I'm a barber. So as soon as I got the clipper out, I'm like, okay, I've held a lot of clippers. It's heavy. It's nice. I knew it was quality. My favorite things at first were that, okay, it says it's water resistant. I can use it in the shower. I've been putting it to the test, using it in the shower. And I like to turn the lights off in the bathroom because it has a light on it. I want to make sure this thing works. I've done it four times, guys, four full shaves, and I haven't had to recharge it yet. It's not slowing down at all. I can imagine a bunch more charges. So far, lawn is mowed. Everyone in the household extremely happy. I'm loving it. The clipper's the shit, man.
And awesome, man.
The fact that you can get it wet too is just a big deal to me. I don't know why, but I love that.
How you said you've used it four times. And for those of you listening who don't know, we have a guy that helps out with the show. His name's Luke. He's super hairy. He told me earlier, he's actually used it every single day since we gave it to him about 2 weeks ago. Guys, he's disgusting.
Yeah,
but Luke, not anymore.
I heard Luke, he stares at his body, and as soon as the hair grows, he just has to really stay on it.
That's right. So if you're out there and you're disgusting and you don't want to be disgusting anymore, you can get the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 and you can go and get 20% off and free shipping with the code DUDDYB at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code DUDDYB and unlock your confidence and always use the right tool for the job with Manscaped. All right, here we go. First and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. They've been with us since day one. I use it every day. You've heard me talk about it. I take the drops in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee. I love the way it makes me feel. I get aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers all the time from just playing guitar a lot, playing sports. I'm getting older. I got some aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers, but I've noticed it happens a lot less since I've been on a steady diet of Koi CBD. And even though it happens less, it still does happen sometimes. And when it does, they have so many amazing rubs and creams that, you know, you can just put on. It's one of those things where you rub it on, you don't think about it. 20 minutes later, you're just like, wow, it doesn't really hurt anymore. It's awesome. And it's much healthier for you than over-the-counter pills. So if you are out there, you got a bunch of aches and pains and you're looking for a healthier way to get rid of them, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right. Also, Plug-Ins Keychains. Awesome product, guys. They have a product called the Jack Rack. What this is like a replica to a guitar amp head. They have Fender, they have Marshall. They look amazing. They're not big and bulky. You hang it up on your wall, and it comes with four keychains and has four quarter inch cable input. So you put your keys on it. You got a little quarter inch cable keychain now on your keys. When you get home, you just plug it right into your amp. And when you're gonna go anywhere, you know exactly where it's at. It's on your jack rack that's on your wall that you got from pluginskeychains.com. And that is with a Z, and it is plural. That is P-L-U-G-I-N-Z keychains.com. Pick up a jack rack, put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every order for the rest of your life, Jake. You heard it here, people. Right on. Thanks for sticking around. And now we're going to get into some listener stories. And like we said before, if you have a scary story, if any time in your life you think that maybe you saw a ghost or an alien, or really if it just anything scary has ever happened to you and you think it's a cool story, record an audio version of your story and email it to us at feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com. And, you know, if it's a good story and good audio, we will play it on the show. Don't make it too long, and please try to not curse every other word. Sometimes we get these stories that are, they're actually good stories, but there's curse a word every other word, and it's just like, I can't play this. It's too much cursing. We curse. We get it. I like to drop a good F-bomb, but if there's 20 of them in one story, it's like, all right, we get it. You say fuck.
It's a nervous tick.
It's a nervous thing. So yeah, just keep that in mind though, okay? And let's get into one here. We also told you if you have this poop your pants story, if you ever pooped your pants in a funny way, send that story as well. And we also told you
we told you guys a lot of shit.
If you're in your if your hometown or your city you grew up in or anything has like a cool lore, a local creature or something that, you know, is known in that town, send us it and we will talk about it. And we got one. Who was this from?
Yeah, Luke? Who sent us the shark?
Lauren Woodhall sent us this. So thank you, Lauren. And this says, meanwhile, in Indonesia, a local fisherman has been left baffled after catching this baby shark with a human face while out in the Indian Ocean. And for those of you listening, obviously, we don't have video this week, but we'll get we'll a picture, put the picture up somewhere. Up. It's like a shark body. And it's got a shark head, but the head, it's really freaking weird.
You guys know how
like a ghost. It looks like a ghost.
It does look like a ghost. You guys know how sharks are, right? They got the belly underneath and then the eyes are on top. The mouth is kind of in front. This shark's entire mouth and eyeball setup is on the bottom. Like it's right above the belly, like a human's face. It's very freaking strange. And it does look like a weird mushroom human headed shark hybrid.
It looks like it was made out of clay.
It's fucking weird.
It's super freaking weird. So where is this at? This is that Bro Bible.
This is Indonesia.
Brobible.com.
Oh, where'd it come?
If, story. If you want to go to brobible.com, you can find this story and it's pretty freaking hilarious. I don't even have much to say like on it. I don't even know.
Yeah, this is just a gross one. So, you know, look, we're looking for like Bigfoot things like, oh, my local town has a story about the hatchet man. You know, lore says that he killed his three daughters and threw them under the bridge and people see a hatchet at night. You know, that's fucking really gnarly. That's really cool.
That's good.
So something like that. But this is creepy. This is weird. Now, if you go to our YouTube page, you know, we usually have a video there. We will have pictures and the audio of the show. Luke will throw the shark photo up. So if you want to see it, or you can go to brobible.com, look it up. This is a really cool thing though. So thank you for sending.
Talk about it for a quick second. Cause I saw this photo and I was like, wow, this is actually,
it just looks like a freak of nature.
Like this might just be a deformed shark. Like I don't,
it's
even
really
know.
Deformed.
But I'd like to think not. I'd like to think it's just a cool new cute little shark creature.
It looks like the turd emoji, but you know, white, like total, the bottom of a shark. That's what it is.
It looks like a white turd emoji has a human face on it.
Yeah.
And that is on a shark.
Yes.
That's what it is.
There it is.
So
we figured it out. So good.
Right along to some actual listener stories. And what are we going to start out with first? You know what? That was kind of creepy. The little human face shark. Let's start out with a scary story.
And, you know, Duddy, there's nowhere you won't go to find scary stuff.
Look, I did the conspiracy queries for a long time and I'll do them again.
Right.
But we ran out.
We ran out of queries.
So I started just looking for scary stuff.
New listeners are going to be like, what's a query? You'll have to go back and listen. We did it for years.
This is scary stuff. So what I do is I spin the globe and I put my finger down and wherever my finger lands, I go there. I talked to the locals and I asked them, hey, you guys got any scary stuff?
Yeah, there's nowhere he won't go to find the scary stuff.
Yeah, and, but I didn't go anywhere this week.
This week it came to us.
Melissa Pofek, right?
Melissa Pofek, one
long-time
of our faves.
Listener.
She sent us a scary ghost story.
Here we go. Let's listen to Melissa Pofek's scary story.
Hey guys, this is Melissa, and I have a scary story. When I was about 16 years old, me and my best friend at the time, we found an old Ouija board in her uncle's box that he was getting rid of. So we grabbed it and we decided that we were going to take it back to her house and play with it that night. Now, this is right around the time that Kurt Cobain had passed away and we were determined to talk to him. Now, there was rumors going on and that he didn't do it and all this stuff. So we were determined to find out the truth. So we go and we get all the candles that we can find throughout her house and we wait until everybody in the house goes to bed. Now we go in the living room and we set up the Ouija board with the candles in the dark and we're really determined to do this. So we sit down and we put our fingers on, we start asking all these questions and, you know, at first, obviously, we're moving it, okay? Obviously, one of us is pushing a little bit more than the other and so... we're still asking questions. We're just fucking around, whatever. And all of a sudden the thing, like we could tell we weren't moving it anymore. Like it wasn't us. And we're like, what the heck? We start getting chills. We start really getting freaked out. And we're like, okay, we take our fingers off and we're like, what the heck? Then we put them back on. We're like, okay, let's ask it a question. And we're like, okay, if you're real, make something happen. And we're sitting there. And all of a sudden, there is this stupid Elvis head that is sitting up on one of the shelves and the damn thing falls over and falls onto the floor and it breaks. And we scream, I mean screaming, jumping, yelling, running, screaming, and we wake up everybody in the house. I don't know if that shit was real, but I will never touch another one of those things again, ever.
All right. Creepy Ouija story.
Creepy Ouija's.
I think what I learned here is that Elvis doesn't like Nirvana, I think is what happened.
Oh. Do you think that's Elvis's way of just saying that he doesn't like Nirvana?
Yeah. They're all like, show us a sign. And Elvis is like, hey, Nirvana, I don't know, fell off the shelf. I don't know. That's me trying to figure something out. I mean, Duddy. I've messed with Ouija boards a couple times. Yeah. I kind of just always assume it's somebody pushing the shit. I mean,
well, I think anytime I've had a Ouija board experience, it's never been in the right situation. It's not like we're like, oh, we actually are. We're all quiet and we lit candles and we're all really, it's always like we're drunk. It was like, looks like you get the Ouija board out. There's always some dick who's just like,
if there's a ghost here, show us your tats.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, all right, I don't know. Wait a minute, it's going to the T.
I'm getting a boner. I don't know why. Yeah.
The ghost touched my dad. Yeah, it's always a lot of that. Yeah, you're right. It never has been a seance style.
Like, I just want to talk to my grandma, you know, like.
It was always one of our shitty friends doing it. Oh, you guys, I'm glad we're gathered here today. Sorry about that, guys.
Gosh, for real. This works. It's for real.
This is going to be a sex seance, guys. It's going to be super tight.
Yeah, hand me another natty ice.
First of all, everybody needs to believe.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, we're fucked.
Danny, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Seriously, man, fucking close them. That's been a lot of the Ouija shit that I've been. We got the dirty heads. You guys, get a Ouija board for the summer tour, please. And they're not listening. No. They're not going to do it. All right. Well, that's the perfect place to do it. The dirty heads, you guys are a little, you know, you guys are mellow on the bus now. It's a lot of like wine glasses.
I'll tell you some nerdy ass shit we did last tour.
I was on this tour with you if it's the game.
Yeah, that's right. Yes,
I was on a lot of these games. I played a few times.
Not Dungeon and Dragon, but it was like that type of situation where it was like we were all on the bus one day off and we were all in hotel rooms, but we met.
Syracuse, New York in the bus.
In the bus late at night one night, a few of us, it was like four or five of us.
The first time.
We played, I forget what the name of the game was, but we played one of those games. We all sat there and
it's like a Clue game where everybody gets a card of who they are.
Somebody's
the bad person. Yeah. And then you all have to play and try to figure it the fuck out.
Yeah. So we're super big time nerds.
Yeah. So it's Ouija time,
I could
dude, for the bus.
See us Ouijiing out, dude. Yeah. I want to talk to Bradley.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Was it?
Hendrix, play me a note. What? Did you hear that?
Bob Marley. You guys hear that, guys?
Yeah. Oh, what was that, dude?
It smells like pot.
Oh, my God.
All right, cool. So we have one more listener story.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
Thank you for that, Melissa. That was awesome. So, and we're sorry for being children at the beginning.
Yeah, we're idiots. We're so stupid and dumb, but we love you, Melissa. We knew you would laugh and take it. Like so, a good person. We debated on that. We're like, should we do this? Should we be mean?
I was like, no, we shouldn't. My brother was like, let's do it.
Opposite. Very oppositical.
So we have one more listener story, a poop your pants story from who?
We have not heard
this. It says it right there on it.
Oh, Brian Rusk.
Brian Rusk has pooped his pants. And he's going to let us know.
He's going to let us know all about it right now. All right, here we go.
Duddy and Jake, what's up? This is Brian.
What is up?
I'm about to tell you one of my several shit my pants stories.
Oh, he's got loose
bowels. Back in 2014, I just started dating this 10 out of 10 girl, and she wants me to meet her family. Well, her family's throwing this party on a Friday, and they wanted me to pick up a keg of beer from a local brewery that I was by at the time. Her family lives 2 hours away. I get out of work at about 2:30, and I have to be by their house at 4:30 before the party starts.
So this sounds like a Ben Stiller thing already.
During lunch at work, I unfortunately picked up some Chipotle on the way to get the keg. Stomach starts kind of rumbling a little bit, and I'm just thinking, please, God, no. I get to the brewery. Go up to the desk, buy the keg, and I'm waiting out in the parking lot for them to wheel out the keg for me so I can load it up into my truck. And it's this little 100-pound girl that wheels it out, so I just thought, well, I'm going to have to do this by myself. Bend over to pick up this keg, trying to lift it up and just in my pants, man. Every ounce of Chipotle that I ate just in my pants. Girl's eyes got huge. She looks at me like, oh my God. She runs back in. I say, yeah, thanks. So I'm like, what am I going to do now? So I get in my truck, start driving. Shitty pants and all. Didn't know what else to do. I have a certain time to get there. So I think on the way, well, I got a friend that's on the way to her house. I guess I could try and give him a call. I tell him, hey, dude, I am 5 minutes away from your house. I need you to start up your shower. I'm going to be in and out. Please don't ask questions. And like a true bro, he just goes, okay. So I run in, take the shower, take care of my shorts and underwear and stuff, borrow a pair of his, clean as a whistle. I show up to my girlfriend's house on time. With the keg, her family loves me, and it was a very fun year that year. So, have a good one, guys. Thank you.
Positive.
A nice positive ender, but dude,
you can picture just the picking up the keg and just giving it everything you got, and then just a cannon of Chipotle.
It was good sound effect. You just felt the pressure.
That's the girl. She just ran back inside, like she left the dolly and everything. She's like, just keep the dolly.
What a horrifying nightmare.
That story, she just ran back in there and just was like, guys, that dude just shit his pants.
Blasted himself in half. Oh,
thank you for sharing that with us. That was awesome. What was his name again?
Brian Rusk.
Brian Rusk. Thank you for sharing that story with us. And you said you had
good
more
stories today.
Send it in.
Yeah, send us your other shit stories. And then, that was awesome. Both of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much. And now we are going to jump into some Q&A from our Patreon members. And
play that drop or what?
Play that drop.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
This one comes from none other than Jesse Rules. And she says, do you prefer all age crowds or adults only live performances? I like the all age crowds. I like to see like full families in the crowd coming together. And you know, it's like, I remember when I was a teenager and even before, like going to shows, like, that was just the best. Like that, it was so much fun. And so I love the all age shows.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, the energy of an all age show. Cause us, Duddy and I used to be in the pit every time. Yep. We'd be sweaty and dirty.
Dripping sweat, filthy by the end of the show.
And then you get like into your 20s, you're like, I don't want to be sweaty. I'm trying to talk to chicks and do whatever. And it's like, so it's way more fun when you got the youngsters and the crazy peeps.
Principal Lewis says, when are you guys going to play Burnt Scrotum, New Mexico? Bud Bundy wanted me to ask. What?
That must have been like a joke from Married with Children. I don't remember that.
That show is fucking insane. It's so good. When you watch, it's gnarly. When you watch couldn't do Married it today, with Children now, the things that he says, it's just brutal. And it's like, you could not get away with that now.
His job, who he serves, how he treats chicks. That he
just did not want to bang his wife. And all she, and Peggy just always wanted to bang him. And like, she was hot.
Yeah, and he was not.
And he was just like over it. I was always like, dude.
But then they would always have one of those shows sprinkled in every five or six where they go to bed.
They run up the stairs.
Just to let you know, like, they're still having, they're still in love. That was a great show.
Let's see here. Kevin Torbeck says, so now that the tour dates are announced and looks to be happening, when is DH dropping California Island? We don't have anything set in stone right now. We are putting out that Greatest Hits album July 16th, and there's going to be two new tracks on that. We still want to put California Island out, but we thought right now would be a good time to kind of, I mean, really all the Best Of album is it's really just kind of like a playlist of like our top streamed songs, our top singles, and the songs that were requested most by fans, had the best numbers on streaming and all that stuff. And it was kind of a way where, look, man, we just had the whole TikTok, you know, situation where Vacation was trending, and we feel like we probably got a lot of new people listening that really have only heard Vacation. So when they come over, it's just a way they can go like, oh, here's a Greatest Hits. I can start there. I can just listen to this and I'll kind of get an idea of the Dirty Heads, you know? So that's cool for them. And then we thought for you guys, we'll throw two new tracks on there just to kind of get us a little more time to get the full California album ready for you guys. Yeah. Let's see. Maui Wowie says, sup dudes, no question. Just wanted to say thanks much for getting management to re-release Phantoms of Summer for Record Store Day. I was in line with another Wiley at 4 a.m. and it was worth it. Stoked we didn't have to pay $500 to listen to some of our favorite DH tracks on vinyl. You are very welcome, Maui, and I hope you enjoy that vinyl. Robert Smith says, will you have Hyrie on the show? I don't know for sure, but I'm definitely going to hit her up while we're on the road this summer. And I don't see why not.
Yeah.
That'd
be awesome to get her.
I will say yes, but obviously it's not guaranteed, but I would be surprised if not. How about that? Melanie Raimondo says, I'm wondering if there's any way you guys are going to wander over and visit us at the Red Rock show. We all get together for a group photo and there would be nothing better than if you guys were able to. Okay, so here's the deal with this tour. Like, obviously we can't be doing stuff like that. It's very strict with trying to keep us as, you know, if anyone on the tour gets sick, the whole entire tour is canceled. So no, we're not going to be able to be like really wandering around through the crowds, and our meet and greets are super small every show. They have to be smaller meet and greets. I think we're only allowed like 12 people per show that we can actually do a meet and greet with. So yes, I'm sorry, Melanie, but we will not be able to make it over there. And then Travis Yoder says, I know Bump and Uglies are going to open for you in Cabo. What are the chances of getting Brandon Hardesty on the show? I'm guessing Brandon is in Bumpin' Uglies, maybe the singer or something. I mean, I'm not against it. I'll talk to him, I guess, in Cabo, and we'll see what's up. Are they local? Do you know where they're from? Are they a local band?
I do not.
I want to say, I feel like they're East Coast or something.
And we're not like totally for wrong. This type of question, like, would you, like, we would have anyone.
Yeah,
that's in a rad band. Yeah, like, we're not against any of it. It's all a matter of just proximity. Are we near them?
Yeah, you know? Are they going to be in town?
Yeah.
They're from Maryland. Okay.
Oh, yeah. See, that's far away. Yeah. But so luckily, we'll you guys will be near.
And then The Beeman, I love that he just changed
his name to
The
Beeman. Hit him up, you guys. Actually, hit the people that you want to ask us and tell them, hey, ask us to be on the show.
Yeah.
Because that's all it would take.
Yeah. A lot of bands, a lot of people we've been getting on recently too hit us up and they're like, hey, we want to be on the show. We're like, sweet.
Kyle Smith hit us up from last week. Yeah. And he, you know, and obviously we look into it and we make sure that they're active and they're out there doing things. And, you know, because whatever, we want to really make sure we're helping someone that can take that and catapult it to stuff. But yes, that's a good way to get people on the show that you want on the show is have them reach out to us.
And then The Beeman is asking if we're going to have the Mark and Ruben out. That's our new horn guys. And yes, obviously we talked about it earlier. They will be out. They're honestly, man, I don't even want to play without them anymore.
Really?
They add so much
after the live stream.
And it's just so fun having them in there. So I don't even see us playing without them anymore. Husker Punk Ass. Is this the same guy that did the poop story? What was his name?
Oh,
It was something Husker, right? I thought so.
Oh, no, that was Rusk.
Oh, Rusk.
But who knows?
Hey, a Husker Punk ass says, what's your favorite song to perform live? And is there any plans on a possible smaller fall tour? See you in Sokol in Oklahoma fall. Seen you in 2019 was absolutely amazing. Thanks for your music. Well, thank you for supporting and coming out and watching us. My favorite song to perform live, it switches sometimes. Like sometimes, like certain tours, like I'll just love playing a certain song, or if we're doing like a cool cover or just something different. But I think my overall favorite one, I love playing Silence. I love playing that song because it just got a lot of energy, and I get to like, you know, use some pedals.
Distortion, ripping solo, loud.
There's a cool little whammy pedal solo thing, and it's just fun. And Matt's just back there, absolutely fucking ripping. Mm-hmm. So there's just a cool energy. I always have really, the lights are always doing something cool. It's a fun one. I like that. I like playing that song a lot. Jeremy Smoday says, Jake, how fast are you running miles these days?
Oh, yeah.
Also, love you giving Duddy shit on using Embark. That made me laugh my ass off.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Fuck you.
What a real shithead thing.
Yeah, sorry for wanting to know about my dog.
I was running. I did a couple miles last night at like an 8.5 minute pace. So I'm not fast. I started out at like 10 minutes a mile, and now I've gotten it down to where I can go like 8.5 minutes. I don't know. I don't try to run my fastest. I just run as I either run for a set of miles. Hey, I'm going to do 5 miles right now. Or I just go, I'm going to run for half an hour. And I set my watch to a half an hour and I go, but I did clock myself yesterday. So I don't know. That sounds about where I'm at. If I was trying to do some miles.
Yeah.
And that was on straight, you know, pretty much straight pavement with some rolling hills in the mountains, which is where I mainly run, and in like steep terrain, you know, it's much slower. It's more like 10 minutes, 10 and a half minute miles.
I'm knocking out about 4 minute miles, but enough about me. Jesse Rules
He's quit.
Again says, besides the opener by the Germans, that's the song that's the opens our Monday morning show we do for the Patreon members. She said, what song always makes you have to do a little dance?
That's it.
I don't know. I mean, guys.
That's the only song. That's
I'm
really...
not a big dancer.
Yeah, dud, he's not a big... When you drop your guitar, though, and you do a song with just the mic, he does a walk.
I do like a yo.
It's like a yes. It's yo. Like a walk. It's a very much of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have
and
to,
he'll like bend down a little bit, but it looks cool. It looks like it's all you need to be doing. Yeah. So it's perfect.
No, I don't know. But you know what? Song is one of my favorites. And every time it does come on, then my wife will like try and grab me and make me slow dance with her. So I guess we do that. But Into the Mystic, Van Morrison. That song gets me every damn time.
Which one's that? Because that name doesn't remind me immediately of a song from Van Morrison.
Dude,
I know the
after
song.
After the show, I'm going to show you the song.
Of course like, I know oh, it. One yes, of the hits.
It's my favorite Van Morrison song.
He doesn't say those words in the song.
Yeah, he does. It's he like does. The chorus line. Into the Mystic. Yeah, he does.
Oh, well, then I'm just a piece of shit. All right, good.
Well, okay, we this is our that. Last question. So thank you guys again for listening. And again, if you did enjoy the show, drop us a rating and a review. It helps. But right, last question from Christy Gilroy. She says, Duddy, are you still throwing
this is awesome.
The first Patriots game? I'll be there representing.
Yeah, she's going
nice.
To be there.
Nice, Christy, I'll see you there. And yes, I am. It's on the 18th. I know, I think I saw someone say that it was supposed... I said before it was the 19th. It was supposed to be the 19th, but then they hit me back and were like, hey, is it cool if we change it to the 18th? And of course, I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. I just wanted to throw that damn pitch. So it's the 18th now, and yes, I will be there throwing that pitch. So if you want to see me do that, too bad. I throw too hard. You won't be able to see shit.
Oh, look at this guy. And you know what? I wish we would have brought this up earlier in the episode. We mentioned it on Patreon, but Duddy wants to throw out pitches anywhere he can. So if you have
did
some,
I not mention that up the top?
I think we mentioned it on Patreon, not on this show. We'll try for next time, but Duddy wants to throw pitches out at every single stadium that he can. So if you live in wherever, Arizona, any other state where he hasn't thrown a pitch out yet, which this will be your third California pitch. So you've got Dodgers, Angels, Padres, and St. Louis. What was the other one you did?
Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers. So a lot of stadiums are left. If you have a connection there, you know someone who can reach out to that person. And if Duddy's going to be in town on tour, try to get him to throw out a pitch. He wants to do it.
Yep.
Anyway, I mean, I know that's a long shot, but it's funny how things happen.
Yep.
All right. Is that it?
Guys, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great show.
Peace.